रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 2 विराधा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। द लॉर्ड एक्सेप्टेड विद सुप्रीम डिलाइट द वेलकम ऑफर्ड हिम बाय द सेजेस ऑफ प्योर एंड अनसेल्फिश हार्ट्स एंड एट डेब्रेक ही फिनिश्ड हिज मॉर्निंग ओरिजंस took leave of his hosts and plunged into the trackless wilds. Deer, tigers, leopards and panthers ranged there fearless. Later they came upon trees, creepers and tanks ruined. Broken trees, torn creepers and crumbling watercourses testified to the passage of Viradha, the Rakshas that way, with his body as hard as adamant. Birds flew high or low in these parts, but through fear of him were voiceless and dispirited. Alone the crickets chirped merrily, being too insignificant to be noticed. The brothers threaded their way through this terrible forest, teeming with fierce beasts of prey, when they came upon a cannibal of a Rakshasa. Huge of body, even as a mountain, with a terrible voice that took the life and spirit out of all that heard it, with big eyes like cartwheels, ever open mouth like the huge fortress gates of a capital, he was fearful to behold. Ugly and deformed, inordinately tall, he was a disgusting sight, as wrapped in a tiger skin smeared with blood and fat. He ran at them with fearful intent, like the god of death, bearing down upon his poor unfortunate victims with yawning mouth and hanging tongue. From a huge trident on his shoulder, there hung 3 lions, 4 tigers, 2 wolves, 10 deer, and an elephant's head with tusks. The sight of men roused him to ungovernable fury. Like Yama at the time of universal dissolution, he gave a dreadful cry and shook the earth with his tread as he ran at them. Snatching up Sita, he roared to the princess, "In hermit's guise, you decked with dress of bark, deer skin and matted coils, what have you to do with bow and arrows, sword and shield? Nice anchorites you are that drag women in tow. Let be, who are you that keep a woman in common? You have come within my grasp but to be wiped out of existence. You who disgrace and insult the hermit's dharma, wolves in sheep's clothing, miserable sinners, they that come into this forest of Dandaka do not go back to tell their tale. Here do I lord it over man and beast. Viradha I call myself, and it pleases me to range through these woods, taking my fill of the flesh of the hermits and recluses herein. This girl is fair enough, I ween, to be my bride. I will have a fight with you, and at the end of it, drink your heart's blood with pleasure. You are the most abandoned sinners I have ever seen." Sita trembled in affright, like a tender plantain in the grip of a fierce gale, when the terrible roar of the fierce man-eater fell on her ears. Rama's face grew black with rage and grief as he beheld the wife of his heart perched on the hip of the Rakshasa, and cried to his brother, "Lakshmana, see you the miserable plight of Sita? The fond daughter of King Janaka, my wife of pure and unsullied life, brought up in the lap of luxury and comfort, a princess by birth of unparalleled fame. See her in the grasp of yon low thief of a Rakshasa. Verily, Kaiki, may this day rejoice in the success of her devilish machinations, towards which she deceived Dasharatha into granting her the accursed boons. She sees far into the future. Why did she not limit her request to securing the crown for Bharata? She would not rest until she has driven me to the dreary forest, I, the friend and benefactor of all beings. For Sita will not fail to accompany me here. Some Rakshasa or the other is sure to abduct her. I will not survive it. Then Bharata will be secured in the possession of the throne without a care. And has she not worked her sweet will upon us even to the utmost? I have to thank her for my father's miserable death. I have to thank her for being driven out of my inheritance. I have to thank her for a low life, laying violent hands upon my wedded wife. But this latest visitation pains me infinitely more than the others." And he sobbed aloud with streaming eyes. Lakshmana could not bear to behold his brother suffering the pangs of poignant grief. Like a royal cobra bound by the potent spells of a charmer, he hissed forth, "Brother mine, it becomes you not. It is all unjust of you to grieve thus like a waif when you are the supreme lord of men and gods and all creation. Am I not your willing slave to carry out your least behests? Yon Rakshasa is but poor meat for my sharp anger and sharper arrows. The parched earth gapes to drink its fill of his blood. Indra of yore launched his bolt at the refractory mountains, and I will even make this Viradha a temporary substitute for the wicked Bharata, whose heart is filled with unholy longings for the crown that is yours. Here do I send this dart drawn to the ear, with full force of my arm behind it, enjoining it to bring down the huge head of this monster. The life breaths will escape from his carcass, and it will reel and topple to the earth. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.